important is the coral minerals? Like, I've taken everything that you have.
Yep.
I love it all. But how I've never stayed on the coral minerals.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are other ways to do this.
Okay.
Before I had coral minerals, I used to be probably the largest purveyor of carrot and celery juice on earth, because that was my favorite way to get the minerals. That's one possibility.
Okay.
Another,
what about greens mix?
Well, that's where I'm going next.
Okay.
And that is a second one, and that is very, very gentle on the kidney. So people,
how much today?
Well, it depends on your body size, but typically if you wanted to try to get the equivalent of a teaspoon of coral, you would probably need 2 tablespoons of greens mix.
Okay. Take one.
Yep. Well, you can also check your morning urine pH. You don't need this kind of a guideline. The safest way, whether you're using carrot and celery juice or you're using coral or you're using greens mix, all of which work. Greens mix is the only thing I use when someone is concerned about kidney. It's the only thing I use. And then all you have to do is begin with, say, a teaspoon, and every 3 days up at a teaspoon until you get that pH in the ideal range.
Okay, so the greens mix works.
Like downtown, I use it on hundreds of people. Okay,
I love it. I put it in the pomegranate and the cherry juice. Is that okay?
Good choice. Yes, very good.